Hey folks, Dan Furrow here with your market update for March 18th, 2024. So last week we had mortgage rates uptick. They went above 7% once again. Why? Inflation. Inflation just can't get down into the 2% range. So we're waiting and waiting and waiting to see when that's going to happen and what the Federal Reserve is going to do. So this week alone, we have the Federal Reserve meeting. They're going to come out on Wednesday to tell us exactly what they're going to do. So that's what we're going to talk about in today's discussion. We're also going to have a live event on Wednesday for you guys to be with us at the time the Federal Reserve comes out and tells us what is exactly they're going to do. And then we'll explain it kind of in English to you guys, what they said, what they're doing, and why they're doing it behind the scenes. So without further ado, let's get over to where rates are. These are the top six programs people use when they're buying their first house. Now, these are not my rates. These aren't any individual bank's rates. What they are is, I have to do this for legal purposes, so stay with me. Mortgage News Daily, right up there through there, they survey lenders all over the country, and they ask them these five questions. The five questions are, if you had somebody buying their first house, okay, first-time homebuyer, buying a primary home, they're going to live there, and it's a single-family home, you're probably saying, Dan, that's me, so that's my rates. So if I would say, nope, they're not, because these people have a 780 credit score, and they're putting down 25%. So you might ask yourself, Dan, do I need that high of a credit score, or do I need that much money of a down payment? Well, no, you don't need any of those. So if you're trying to find out this year, can you buy a house in this market? Do you make enough money? Do you have a good enough credit? Check out my information at the end of this video. I'll explain to you guys who I am, what I do. Well, basically, I'm a mortgage advisor licensed in all 50 states and would love to help you. So let's get to the economic news for this week. So right through here, you're going to see the calendar, and it's basically nothing. Okay, Wednesday, we had crude oil inventories and then the Federal Reserve. So that's really nothing going on there. So my next step is I go to the markets to see what the stock markets are doing. Well, they have the NASDAQ up once again, over 250 points. Dow Jones, something's going on that the markets are liking right now. What is it? Well, everybody's waiting news from the Fed, what they're going to do. So let's go over to here and say, what is expected or when will the Federal Reserve lower interest rates? I put that question up here in my Google search. So then what happens is it says president-elect election or not, the Federal Reserve will cut interest rates in the fall. That's one day ago. Market briefings, why you should watch the dot plot. What is the dot plot? We're going to go over that in a second. At the Federal Reserve's March meeting, Powell reinforces position that the Federal Reserve is not ready to start cutting rates. That's 2 weeks ago. This one says it's probably going to. And then will mortgage rates drop when the Federal Reserve meets and they possibly might cut rates? That's what we're trying to figure out, folks. So let's get over to here. The first thing I want to show you guys, what is the federal funds rate? What interest rate does the Federal Reserve control? Do they control credit card rates? Do they control mortgage rates, car loans? No, they control the federal funds rate. What is the federal funds rate? Well, basically, it's interbank lending. At the end of the day, if a bank is deemed kind of insolvent, so how it works is the bank at the end of the day, before they close their books, they have to have X amount of assets on the books. Okay, so if they're short, what do they have to do? They have to reach out to another bank saying, hey, I need some money so I can close my books for the day and be solvent. So that's when they lend money to each other, that's the federal funds rate. Okay, what's expected of that? Well, right now the federal funds rate is 5.33. The margin, or when the Federal Reserve sets this rate, they set it in a kind of a range. So right now that range is 5.25 to 5.5, and you need to pay attention to that number. Okay, why? Well, let's go back to this thing right through here. It says we should watch the dot plot. Well, let's see what the dot plot reads or what it looks like right now. So let's go over to that, and my dot plot is right here. So this is where we're at right now. This is when people say, we want to see what the dot plot's doing, but to put a little context in this, what is this? Okay, so basically what happens is the Federal Reserve meets once every about 6 weeks. Okay, so we usually focus in on, if you're a subscriber to my channel, usually focus in on right about this time when the Federal Reserve is going to come out. We see what they're going to do by watching the CME Fed Watch tool. What is this? Well, basically it is right through here. What's the likelihood the Federal Reserve will change the federal funds rate at the next meeting? Well, here's what those numbers look like, okay? Right through, well, let's go down through here. This is what it's going to look like. So remember I said the federal funds rate right now is 5.3 something. What is that? What is the federal funds rate right now? It is 5.33, okay? Remember that range. So let's go back through here. Where are we right now? We're at 5.25 to 5.5. So we're right in the middle of that. Remember I said they give us a range. So the probability of what they're going to do at the next meeting is basically 100% almost that they're not going to do anything, because that's the range we're in right now. But there is a 1% chance that they will drop rates. So what you're saying is I got a chance. Okay, so that being said, let's get over to the dot plot to see what the Federal Reserve is expecting to do throughout 2004, 2005, maybe going into 2006. So this is it. What they do is every time they meet, well, four times a year when they meet, they meet more than that, but when they meet four times a year, they'll put together what's called a dot plot. So what happens is every member that sits on the Federal Reserve, they sit there and they put a dot right through here on where they expect the rates to be for the end of that year. So you can see right through here, federal funds rate at the end of 2023 was right here. It was basically everybody was unanimous to keep it right at that rate. Okay, so now let's go into 2024. That's where we're at. Okay, so we're right here now. Where are we expected to be? Well, most votes right now are coming in the range as 4.5 to 4.75. So right through here. So that means they're going to cut rates, you know, a half, three quarters, maybe 1%. That's basically where this is telling us through here. But then let's look into 2025. So folks, rates are going to come down, but it's just when. It's really hard to pick the day, the month, the week. So we at least try to give you some ideas on where we're going to be in 2024 and where we're going to be in 25. So how do we get from here to here? That's what we're trying to explain to you guys on a daily basis. And it's kind of hard because it's a moving pendulum in the government spending. That's one of the biggest culprits right now. There's the government spending and spending and spending is adding to our national debt, which is really hurting interest rates. And if you follow my channel on a daily basis, you're going to learn a long time how basically all this stuff works. So based on the economic news we have today, which is virtually nothing, the stock market and everything likes it, let's see what the bond markets are doing right now. So we have the MBS market right through here. This is a mortgage bond. Okay, so if you're trying to figure out what in the heck's going on with mortgage rates, you don't watch the 10-year treasury, you don't watch the federal funds rate, you watch the mortgage-backed security. It's an MBS, all right? How you figure this out is you want to focus in on right here. This is the price of the bond. So in most cases, you're going to show the yield. Like a 10-year treasury, it's going to show you the yield. But in the mortgage-backed securities realm, it shows you the price. Why? I don't really know. But this is going to give us some information. Based on the price, what's going on with the price, here's all you need to know. If the price is going down, rates are going up. Okay, there's an inverse, a yin-yang effect. So if prices go up, rates come down. Let's see what happened in the last, let's say, week. Let's see, over the last week, they've gone down. What does that mean? Rates have gone up. So remember last week, the beginning of the week, we were probably at about 6.6 range. We're all the way into the 7% range right through here. So what are we expecting for today? Well, the MBS market is basically flat, so I don't really think anything's going to happen today. We're going to have some volatilities in the market coming up to the Federal Reserve speech, but then right before the speech, you're going to see the MBS markets and all bonds basically just flatline. Federal Reserve is going to come out, tell us what they're going to do, and then the markets will rally from there. That's why we're going to do this live, so you can see exactly what happens when the Federal Reserve comes out and makes that announcement. So now to me, if you're out there and you're like, Dan, I saw your rates and, you know, I kind of have a decent credit score, not 780. I have a down payment. I'm not putting down 25%. What can I qualify for, you know, based on my income, my credit, and everything else? Well, we'd love to help you. Okay, the first step I need you to do is one, let's see if there's help out there for you to get maybe a grant program. So we actually put, if you look up there, there's a new tab. It says grant. What is it? Okay, well, we took the top three programs, the three grant programs that are the most, this is bad English, the most best for you guys. I know that's bad. Don't hit me down below. I just know. But they're offering you fantastic grant programs. One's going to give you up to $10,000. There's no hit to your rate. There's no lien on your property. There's no payments. They're not. It's almost like free money. The next one's going to be a $5,250 grant. And then the other one, we're going to give you 2.5% or 2% of the purchase price of the house as a down payment assistance to help you guys out. So you're going to go to the grant. You're going to go through and fill out some of this information to see if you qualify. Okay, this is a kind of a do-it-yourself thing. But if you're out in the market and you're like, Dan, I'd really like to put in my application to see if I qualify. Well, you can do just that. You can hit the Apply Now button right over there next to the grant button. What it's going to do is you're going to put in your information within 24 hours. Me, Alan, or David. There's only three people here, folks. One of us is going to reach out to you, go over any questions that you have, and then walk you through this whole process. All right? But if you're out there and you're like, Dan, can I call? Can I email somebody or something? Yeah. Well, go down to the bottom of this website, theRateUpdate.com. You're going to find both that information. You can give us a call at 844-775-LOAN. or you can shoot me an email at dan@theRateUpdate.com. So thanks so much for watching, guys. If you have any questions, please post those down below. I usually answer those, but if you really want to ask a question, don't forget to email me. Take care, folks. God bless, and I hope to see you here tomorrow. And if you haven't subscribed yet, please do so right down there.